What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Tribe of Millionaires podcast. I'm your host, Jamie Gruber. I'm here in Austin, Texas, doing a few solo episodes for all of you. I wanted to dive in more on this channel, on this podcast, on specific topics, and really talk about things that impact who is listening, you, the listener, guys especially that are out there, high achievers, driven, and what's the value of connection with others from both a psychological standpoint, from a financial standpoint, and so on. I've talked on a few different solo podcasts, I don't know which ones are coming first or second, about the power of being in a tribe, about connecting with other men. The book Tribe of Millionaires, the namesake of this podcast, has something called the multiplier effect. It's one of the six effects that they talk about in the book. The multiplier effect essentially says the right group of people compound your efforts. I want to tell a little bit of a story for me, being in GoBundance and connecting with the right types of people and how those connections have returned me in equity and income into the seven figures, into the low seven figures over the last 5 years. Pretty significant when you think about prior to that, without these connections, I wouldn't have access to current value, current income in the seven-figure range. And it's going up from there as values increase and so on and so forth on deals I've invested in and so on. I'm going to talk today about some of those impacts, both on the professional monetary side, as well as on the personal and sort of adventure side, which is one of the values we have in GoBundance. But also, if you decide to join this amazing community, a couple of tips that I have that have really taken me from that first year when I wasn't really leveraging this community effectively and the lessons I learned and pivoted to that made all of what I do in GoBundance accelerate dramatically. But first, let me share a couple of the impacts. A few years ago, I went to an event and I met a guy named Mark Henteman. Mark Henteman is a writer for Family Guy. He's been a writer for Family Guy for the last 22 years. You can look him up. Emmy nominated, amazing individual. GoBundance member as well. On the side, he's a real estate investor. He invests in value add multifamily real estate in a firm called Quantum Capital. I joined GoBundance. I meet him at some point. We connect and I did something that I'll talk about a little later that I do a lot of and why I do it. And that is I learned that he's raising capital for his company, Quantum Capital. And I connected him to a few different people that I thought he would benefit from knowing. A few weeks later, we start to keep connected, start to chat. And he says, hey man, listen, you're buying multifamily in the Midwest, right? I said, yeah, got a couple buildings looking to buy more. He's like, why don't you consider coming to work on the Quantum Capital team as a general partner? He's like, we need that energy, that kind of marketing investor relations energy on our team. We're growing, we're acquiring more deals, we're at $250 million in assets under management, and would love to have you as part of the team. And I instantly said no. Only because I felt like I was stretched too thin. And over time, as I realized that actually being a part of a team, a general partnership team in an area that really serves me by serving others, and that is marketing, capital raising, and investor relations, that I'm much better placed than if I try to operate my own multifamily. I'm not a great operator. I don't love operations. The Quantum team has amazing operators on it. So when I eventually said yes, and I jumped onto the team with Quantum Capital, what I was able to do was get invested in multiple deals, my own money. I have GP shares, which will eventually return me something because I believe in all the deals that we're in and they're all doing well. And that connection, that one connection has made me a partner on a team, a general partner on a team that has served me and hopefully served those that have invested with us dramatically. Now, I have stepped back a bit from more day-to-day recently in the last few months just because of all the other things I have going on. Still part of the team. I'm still in all the deals that I invested in and raised capital for. And also, I am willing to raise capital for ongoing deals. There just haven't been really many deals recently that have penciled out. So we haven't been buying as a team with Quantum, but that's a connection I made by being a part of this community. So that's one. Flash forward a little bit, and I go to another event in Atlanta, Georgia, and I meet a guy who's in GoBundance. He's a wealth manager. Connect him to a few different people in the wealth management space. And it turns out he and his father and his brother also own a Major League Baseball team. Won't say which for the purposes of this podcast. But after about a month at that event, connect him to a few people, I get a call from this guy. I'm like, wow, he's calling me. It must be a butt dial. And he says, hey, man, listen, I really appreciate those connections that you gave me. It's such a warm welcome to this community. I'm enjoying being here and so on. He's like, I'd love to invite you down to a game. Come down to a game. Bring your family. It'll be amazing. I'll roll out the red carpet. It'll be an incredible experience for you. And so I did. I went to the game. My family and I got to watch a game from the owner's box. We went down to field level. We sat in the very front row. And it was amazing. In addition, I was able to meet another guest at that game whose name is Benjamin Hardy. Benjamin Hardy is the writer of books such as 10X is Easier Than 2X, The Gap and the Gain, and he and I have kept in touch. We text every so often. In fact, he sent me transcripts of his books before the release, which is really cool. No monetary thing I can tie this to, but the experience for me and my children, for my wife, of sitting in the owner's box at a major league game is something that I'll always bring with me. I'll always cherish. Some of you maybe have heard me tell this story before, but those that haven't, that's the kind of thing I tell the story because it was such a cool moment, not even for vanity's sake, but just for the idea of like, look at this. This is so cool, this experience. I was lucky to get 300 level seats at a Yankee game growing up. It was impossible living in New York. So not because of the price, but because my dad just, you know, that was the best we could afford. So to be able to go do something like that with my family is incredible. And then to have a connection like Benjamin Hardy, who's given me incredible advice on my brand, is another amazing connection made from that. So those are a couple of aspects of the multiplier effect that I think are really powerful when you get around the right people. Now, how do you get there? How do you actually leverage a community? You pay this money, you join a mastermind like GoBundance. How does it work? So here's what I did when I first joined. I joined and I spent my money. At the time it was $7,000, then it went up to 10, now it's 12.5 to be a member of GoBundance per year. And the first thing I thought was, how do I get an ROI on this? So I wanted to do everything. I wanted to jump into everything. And the problem for me was I felt highly intimidated by all the other members of the group. And I felt like I didn't belong. So I kind of withdrew, except for I met with my pod on a weekly basis. And when I met with my pod on a weekly basis, I could at least be somewhat vulnerable there. I felt comfortable and safe with these three, four other guys. And I would do that. I just showed up to my pod and I'm thinking, I just dropped this money and all I'm doing is connecting with my pod. Months later, I actually met them in person and I got even deeper and more vulnerable with these guys. And I learned a couple of key lessons that served me as I went into year two and beyond. The first one is, if you're gonna join this community or any mastermind, show up to give, not to get. It's kind of a weird thing as consumers. You pay money, you get a return. Well, the best way to get a return in GoBundance is show up and say, where can I help? Where can I add value? Not, how do I get value? So the mistake I made, if you want to put it that way, was I didn't engage in all the things at the very beginning. I really just engaged with my pod. But by doing so, I was able to really focus value. Now, I'm financially behind every guy in my pod. We're still together 5 years. We're still together. Behind all of those guys. But where I add value is a connection. Is, hey, we talked about this thing. I heard this podcast. Hey, go to minute 45. It really should help you with what you're working on with your wife or whatever it might be. I don't add a lot of tangible, tactical value. More recently, maybe around brand, maybe around social media, I could talk through that. I know enough about real estate to be dangerous, so I could talk through that as well. But I form and shape a lot of thoughts and get a lot of opinions from these other guys in my pod who are further ahead than me in that space. But when we show up every week and we talk, I know exactly what they're working on and they know what I'm working on. It's not a situation where I'm here to gain something. It's more like I'm here to figure out, hey, where are you, so-and-so, in my pod on that thing you're trying to achieve and how can I help you? And when all of the guys in that pod are thinking in the same way, and mine does, eventually or in some way, I just naturally become the target of their generosity and I gain as a result. But if you show up to give, you actually get. Most of us understand that. Show up with a giver's energy, the return comes. However, when you join a GoBundance or another mastermind, whatever it might be, what you learn is that the people you're connecting with that you paid to be around, putting your money up, gets you in connection with people that are resourced and connected at levels far beyond your regular network. So first thing, show up to give, not to get. The second thing I learned, and again, by mistake, but it turned out to be true for me and it's still true to this day, is long-term, minimal, sustained engagement beats short-term, maximal engagement. And here's what I mean by that. You join something like GoBundance, you get all these invites to these different things, these different web series, content series, events, all these things. You're like, I got to do it all because I made this investment and I have to get the return. Go back to tip one. So you start doing all these things. And 3-4 months in, here's what happens. Man, it's just too much. There's no way I could sustain it. My wife got sick. My kids got sick. Work got busy. Whatever happened. It all got too crazy. And there's just too much happening. And then you'll see the feedback like, I think GoBundance needs to streamline the offerings. And it's like, yeah, okay, maybe. But here's what I would say you should do instead. Understand that you just signed up for a year at minimum, and hopefully you're going to renew and keep on going from there. But in that year, life is going to happen. It's going to get busier. It's going to get slower. It's going to get crazy. It's going to be not so crazy. I don't know of any high achiever that's been able to say, like, you know what, for a year, I had nothing to do except for engage in my mastermind. No one has that happen. The mastermind should be, GoBundance should be for you, almost like, well, I need shelter, I need food, I need connection with others, I need community. Well, there it is. It's not something you do. It's not something that you say, I have to actively work GoBundance. It's something you have. It's one of the core needs, having a network of people. You're just saying, I'm willing to pay some money and spend the time with these people. And I might have to not work or spend as much time with these people. Of course, not family, but you all know who I'm talking about. talking about. So by committing to a long-term minimal engagement, it allows for you to kind of bake in the ebbs and flows of life. 1 hour a week with other millionaire men, for me, who are talking to me about the things that I said I'm going to do and holding me accountable to that 52 times a year, that year is way better than the prior year when I had none of those or very few of those really specific meetings that were targeted toward pushing each other to the next level. 52 touches a year with multimillionaires in my pod, 1 hour a week, well worth the $7,000, the $10,000, the $12,000 that I pay year over year as a member of GoBundance. Long-term sustained engagement, long-term minimal engagement is way better than trying to do everything within GoBundance. Commit to something you could do minimally and consistently rather than trying to do it all. I know members of, well, the other part of this I would say is you don't know who you haven't met yet. This is the case for, hey, if you're going to join, just plan to be in GoBundance for a while. I just had Aaron Amuchastegui here in studio. He's like 10 years as a GoBundance member. And the other guys on his podcast, The King's Table, Matt Aitchison, Mike Aiello, they're all long-term GoBundance guys, 5, 6, 7, 8, 10 years. There's a reason these guys keep coming back. There's a reason I keep coming back. I don't know who I haven't met yet. Mark Henteman, who I talked about at the beginning, I met in my year three. The same with the guy that owns the baseball team. The other thing, I just recently was asked to sit on the board of a startup. Now, the person that I'm sitting on the board of that startup is a GoBundance member who I met like year three, four, but the relationship built into year five. So you don't know who you haven't met yet. So plan to be around a while. I had Garen Jones in here. He's a big influencer, big coach. He's part of Genius Network. He pays $100,000 a year to be part of it. And he's like, man, I just, you know, when I get into the room with these higher level guys, I just get ideas and I'm thinking bigger and I'm seeing possibility. So I pay every year because I don't know what the next idea is going to be, but I got to pay for the access to get there. And that's $100,000 a year he's paying to be part of that community. So it's just, this is something you have to really consider if you're going to join a mastermind, especially a GoBundance mastermind, where we're not guru-led. It's not a program. It's not a system. It's not a 12-week something. You're talking about, hey, I need a network. So I have one. I need to upgrade it. I'm going to pay to have it, and I'm going to sit next to it, and I'm going to engage it. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to treat it like a program. I'm going to engage minimally to the extent that I can, the most I possibly can, maybe make your maximum, but I say minimally so that you don't feel like if you're only doing your pod, that you're not doing enough, so that I interact at least 50 times a year with multimillionaires on my goals. Like that to me is a great, great year. And it's well worth well over $1,000 a month for me to get that kind of access. So those are my tips to really leverage the multiplier effect. So many people have read the book Tribe of Millionaires. Like, it sounds so great. Like, that's what GoBundance is. Yeah, maybe it's not on an island or whatever it's depicted in the book, but the multiplier effect is exactly that. Get in a room with the right people, engage consistently over the course of a year, 2, 3, 4 years, and watch what happens. Watch what compiles. Watch the financial wins. Watch the lifestyle wins. Watch the adventure wins. Watch the contribution wins. See the relationships you build. See what kind of health you get yourself into if it's a matter of that being a priority for you. All of that happens when you surround yourself with the right people and then take the tips I gave you specific to GoBundance for being a member of it. That's what I got. Check out GoBundance.com. Go to the website. Apply. If you need a tool to use as the Life Happiness Index, GoBundance.com/LHI. Download that, and I promise you, you'll get value from it. But more than that, it's cost you nothing to have a call with a GoBundance ambassador to talk about your potential membership here if you haven't done it. Yes, I believe every man that's listening to this, every person that's listening to this should consider GoBundance membership. If you're under a million, under 2 million, you can join our Emerge community. I run that community. If you're over 2 million, you're an elite. Over 10, you're a champion. We got the community for you. We're here. Time to join. And you hear all these results from these amazing people. They're yours too with the tips I just gave you. Just giving you free advice for how you can engage this community and maximize your dollar. Till next time, I appreciate you listening.